you searched many places and found that there's no one greater than the God that you serve? That deserves a thumbs up, a heart, a hallelujah or something. That we've looked oftentimes many places, but there is a word I think will help us today from 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter in verse number 6. If you have your Bibles, just find that today. That's the Old Testament book, 1 Samuel, chapter number 30, verse number 6. And when you have found it, I've given you a little cheat sheet as well. But before we do that, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the blessing of this day. We thank you that you've chosen us to be one of your many messengers to tell the world that Jesus Christ is Lord. Even now, bless our time together in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Samuel 30 and 6 reads, David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Find Your Strength in God. Health experts recommend for those of us who work out every now and then to try something called strength training. And what that means is it's a type of exercise that will increase lean muscle tissue. It will decrease excess body fat. Don't you like it now? It will also give you more endurance. That is this sense of strength training. And it is the kind of workout that's good for the body and for the mind. Now, in preparation for this sermon, I thought I would pull out my dumbbells. Yeah, I got a couple in the house. And I said, let me at least, when I come to the pulpit on Sunday, to say, you know, I did work out. I did some reps. And so I'm going to continue to do that. Now, nothing is showing yet. Give me a month or two, a year or two. But it's so important, even with spiritual muscles, to train your spiritual muscles. It will increase your faith in God. Now, here's a question for you. Where or who do you turn to when you're weak and you're weary and you're downtrodden? Who's your source? What do you turn for? I turn to God for strength. I know you do as well. And we find ourselves over and over again turning to him. Why? All of our strength sits right there in the Lord Jesus Christ. In our text today, we meet a familiar biblical character by the name of David. Now, David is a person we meet early on. He's a child. He's a shepherd boy out minding his father's sheep. And he has situations that he has to face. One is that the beast would come by and threaten the animal. So David would kill the bear. He has a resume going there. He also killed the lion. But one day he made biblical headlines because he went down to carry lunch to his brothers and he noticed there was a big guy. Can I call him Goliath? 9 feet tall. And he's just really wearing out the troops. He's talking stuff. Can I just talk? He's trash talking. And David is like, who is this guy, so to speak? And so what he does, he says, I can take care of this. He's a shepherd boy with 5 smooth stones and a slingshot. And what does he do? He takes out Goliath, cuts his head off and says, now. And so what happens is he is preparing to become the warrior that he is. And by the time we get to today's text, David is grown up now. He's a grown man with a family. And the Bible says that he goes to a place called Ziklag. Now, why Ziklag is important is that when Saul was after him, King Saul was trying to kill him, David found refuge in this place called Ziklag. And so after he and some 600 men had gone to battle, they came back and they found this, that their enemies, the Amalekites, had gone in and burned the town. Burned the entire city. And here's the tough part. They had taken their wives, sons, and daughters captive. And so when they saw this, there was grief in the camp. There was weeping. And it was loud. They were saying, you know, what has happened? Yes, they had lost some material things. They wanted to know, where is our families? David found himself in a tough situation. And so here's what I think happens. David has to deal with a couple of things. First of all, he's got to face his fears. He's got to confront his failures, and he must fuel his faith. Let's just start with this fear. The Bible says that David was greatly distressed. Now, this describes the kind of distress, anxiety, agitated, but greatly. So David was at a level 10 at this point. Because of all that had happened, he found himself in a tough place between a rock and a hard place. And guess what? It is because, more so than he couldn't find the families, but the men in his camp were planning on stoning him. Now, I'm not talking about rocks. They were planning to take David out. They were planning to kill him. And naturally, I know you're David, but there was fear. He had to face the fear that was before him. And that is so important. Have you ever been there before? Something that has caused you to be fearful. Something that has caused you to wonder, God, where are you? COVID-19 has caused many of us, all of us, to become distressed.
Yeah, yeah.
I know we're big and bad spiritually, but it's hard to get away from what's happening around us. But we cannot fear, because why? The Lord is on our side. David was greatly distressed. Here's some support scripture. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength. There it is again, the strength of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? And there are many things that might scare you, but when the Lord is on your side, you can face your fears. Whatever that fear is, what may scare you may not scare me. But there's something that caused all of us to shake in our boots. In David's case, I don't know where these families are, including my own family. He was in a tough spot. But there's more. Paul writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:7, one of my favorite scriptures. For God has not given you the spirit of fear.
Yeah.
It didn't come from him. Love, power, and a sound mind. That when you find your... Can I just testify? Many years ago, I was in a situation on a news story. It just didn't look like it was going to work out. No matter who you are, 11 o'clock news, 11 o'clock news, you got to be on. It will come on without you. And I found myself downtown. Nothing was coming together. I started to become fearful. I said, wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. God did not give me this spirit of fear. No, but what he's given me is this spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Don't you feel better already?
Amen.
Take a deep breath.
Amen.
As you face your fears, you don't face them alone. But not just facing your fears. Dave had another dilemma. He had to confront his failures. Here's a major leader. It says, each one, referring to those 600 men, those who followed him for leadership, was bitter in spirit, upset because of his sons and daughters. They were still thinking family. What you don't do is mess with a person's family.
Well,
and in this case, David, we love you. David, you're our leader, but what is going on? And so, yeah, we're going to stone you if you don't come up with an answer. But he had to face his failures. It was failed leadership. Have you been there before? That, yeah, you won some battles, but you've also had some failures. None of you have ever got an F on the report card. I know you haven't, because you're A students. Maybe a D, a C minus, etc. But David, at that moment, felt like he had failed the people. That he had no answer to what was happening in his life. He had to be the military leader, but also realize that he had no answer. City burned down. Families missing in action. Nobody's life lost. But can you imagine returning to a place that's familiar to you in your life and seeing that with the way you left it, it's not that way now? Amen? And so what happens is that he cries out to the Lord. He connects with the Lord. And I like that. It says what? In a scripture passage I want to share with you, Psalm 34:17. It says, now when the righteous, when those who are God followers, when those who serve God, when the righteous cry for help, amen, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles. I don't know. There again, that's another sigh of relief moment. You can't be cute with it. You got to cry unto the Lord. David was in a tough spot. And so the word says, this is one of his psalms, that when the Lord hears you, that he will do something about it. Have you had a situation lately that you could not handle? And you said, Lord, unless you come through and work this thing out, it's not going to happen. That's a cry. You may not be a physical cry, but in your spirit man or spirit woman, you're crying to the Lord. And guess what? He comes with the rescue. Yeah, I love watching movies when it's, something's about to happen. But the rescue team came in at the last moment and saved the day. God will save the day when you need some strength in your life. Amen. All of their troubles. And then Joshua 1:9. Here's a command. Be strong and courageous, he's saying to the people. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You know, trouble will try to follow you. Trouble got a GPS tracker on you. Yeah. But when you serve God in the kind of way, you will find strength that you've never found before. He had to confront his failures. He had to face his fears. He had to also fuel his faith. That was so important. Fuel his faith. And the word talks about this, but David found strength. Let me just back up for a second. But is an important word. Amen? Amen. But it's a word that can turn a corner. It's a word that can change directions. But when David had tried everything else with these guys breathing down his neck, what do you do? What do you turn to? Who do you call on? What do you put your faith? And I believe that he talked to himself before he talked to God. I know people think you're crazy. Sometimes you'll talk that thing out and then you have a little talk with Jesus when you've talked to yourself. I love what Charles Haddon Spurgeon says, a great preacher. He says, some of the best talks in the world are those which a man has with himself. Amen. He who speaks to everybody except himself is a great fool. Oh, well, he put his trust in the Lord, his God. You know, and that's so important. I remember when it comes to fueling faith, I had a situation that I was driving from Florida to West Virginia. Mm. And I picked my mom up and my niece and nephew, had a little small car, a little French car. I was doing it, man. We were heading back. And what I didn't tell anybody is that my gas gauge was broken. Mm. I mean, it's a small car. You got to figure out how much you got in the tank. We're driving through Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the car stopped. Oh, my God. I pulled off the side of the road, went down an embankment, got some gas. I didn't have a gauge. The gauge wasn't working. And when it comes to your faith, you need a fill up. That is how you trust God, by fueling what you believe. Reverend, I only got one scripture. Gas it up. Only got one testimony. Gas it up. And you will find that trust in the Lord makes the difference. So that becomes so key. Philippians 4:13, one of my favorite scriptures.
Yeah.
I can do not some things, but all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Who strengthens me, And there again, finding the faith that we need in a time of need. Nehemiah 8:10 says what? The joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm not sure what your strength is, but sometimes joy will do it for me. Amen. That you would just get shouting to keep from crying. God, you brought me out. You made a way. So the story ends. God's strength shows up for David. He finds these rascals who burnt the city down. He finds the ones who took their families. And there's a big fight going on. They go to war. And the Bible says that they go from sunup to sundown to dusk. And guess what? They win. And it's because of God being on your side. Don't you know God is on your side?
Amen.
Don't you know God will protect you? God will look out for you. And David recovered not just his family, but he got other stuff too. Now you're going to pay for coming into this camp. And God wants to take back everything that your enemy has taken from you. Amen. He wants to give you back your strength and give you back your joy and give you back your peace and give you back your hope. Go in the enemy's camp and say, listen, this belongs to me. Amen. Don't let the enemy take your joy. So wait a minute. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me and the world won't take it away. Pastor Bob Russell, who pastors out in Louisville, Kentucky, did for many years, tells the story of a father who's looking through his window and sees his son in a sandbox. And he's trying to lift this heavy stone and thus put it out of the sandbox. And he watched him. He kept trying, get almost to the end of it. He could never move this huge stone. And the father keeps watching him. The father looks at him. At some point, the boy just says, I'm done with it. He throws his hands in the air and says, that's it. And so the father comes out and says, what's the problem? Well, fathers can do that. Is there a problem? Of course, dad knew what was going on. He says, you can't lift that? He says, no, I can't. He says, but have you tried everything? Yeah, I tried everything, dad. But you didn't ask me for help. In other words, the father is available for you and I. If we but ask, we can't do it on our own. And the Father gave us help, eternal help, when he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. That was help. And help is on the way for you. Why? Because he is the one who carried his own cross. Amen? He's a burden bearer. He's a heavy load sharer. Now back to that weight thing I talked about. When you go to the gym, you real lifters out there, you will go to the bench. And when you get on the bench, it's always good to have somebody near you. You don't want to go in, being Hulk all by yourself, but you will get weight to the point to where you can't quite get it. And so what you're doing is, maybe you've bitten off too much, but as you begin to strain and trying to lift that particular weight, it's good to have a spotter nearby. That's someone who comes over and just takes a couple of fingers and helps you to lift up. Isn't that great? When you come in life and your strength is running out, he is the spotter. Amen? That's what the cross was all about. And so you need this lift. How to reach the masses, men of every birth? For the answer, Jesus gave the key. If I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Now, don't you feel more strengthened now, knowing that even one of the biggest biblical characters in the Bible had weak moments, fears, and failures, but his faith made the difference? And your faith will make the difference. Find your strength in God. That's the word of God today. It is already blessed. I'm totally excited about what the Lord is doing. I feel stronger today. In fact, wait a minute. Let's see here. I think I can do something with this. Oh, I mean, I'm going to keep working with this. I feel yesterday's workout. Praise God. While I'm doing the workout, we're going to have a selection from the choir. Yeah. Good work out there.
Happy day,
oh happy day,
happy day,
oh happy day,
when Jesus washed,
when Jesus washed,
when Jesus washed,
when Jesus washed,
oh happy day,
happy day.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Amen. Oh, happy day. That's a throwback right there. There was a time when that was the only song that you could move to on the radio. It changed gospel music. Well, you want a happy day. That means that you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. That's how your day can be happy, to be strong and courageous, to move from the place where you are now. And that place is to move and give your life to Jesus Christ. That becomes so key. And in those moments when you need a guide, give your life to Jesus. I want to offer Christ to you right now. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus, realizing that there could be someone, maybe someone, probably is someone who's watching or listening to this broadcast who needs strength. They've tried everything else, but they've not tried you. It is our prayer today, Lord Jesus, that you might touch their hearts, that they may open their hearts to you. And the Bible says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Try this brand new life. You've tried everything else. Try Jesus, for he is all right. He will save your soul today. How do I know? He saved me one day, and I'm so glad about it. We ask these prayers now in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for this day and this time, and we're just so excited about you being a part of our family. And so if you're not receiving updates, you are missing out on content, encouragement, and the like. So just go to cometoharvest.org/updates, and you will find a way that you can be contacted when things are going on in our community. We also want to thank you for your sacrifice of giving online. To God be the glory. The work of ministry continues to go forward, and God deserves the praise for that. Of course, if you need a prayer, just reach out to us by way of our prayer request. Contact at cometoharvest.org, and we'll be praying for you. We know we're all going through something, but God is so faithful. If you're looking for an opportunity to get good gospel music all day long, just go to Rejoice Musical Soul Food Network. That's an app. I mean, all kinds of music all day long. My good friend Mike Chandler is there with his team. Well, it's been a couple years now, almost to the day that we bid farewell to this wonderful lady, Doris M. Tootin. She was some fox, but she loved the Lord. And so she's left a legacy for us to sing and to shout and to give God the praise. And one of her favorite songs we're going to share today with my siblings from Florida during her homegoing service. You'll see what kind of lady she was. Amen. What manner of man is this? The Tootin' siblings and Uncle Alfonso right there. Precious memories. And just so for today, you may be thinking about your loved one. Just grab a hold of the great times and those times that you share with them. God is so good. Well, our time is just about up. I want to thank you for tuning in today. And again, find your strength in the Lord. Know He's the only one who can keep you. Always a big shout out to the greatest production team in the world. Amen. And just continue to share this message. If you were blessed today, just keep sharing it. Amen. To God be the glory. Until we come together again, have a blessed day from Harvest Christian Ministries. Amen. Love you in the Lord.